The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 9th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Erin Green is joining me. Mind you, she had a slew of things that we should have been discussing, and we did not discuss it on her hour, so we'll be discussing it on my hour, but of course with my spirit and theme. I know Erin's supposed to be going to St. Barnabas's fish fry. What is it, Erin? Some kind of grill
fish up. Fry. Fish fry.
It's a fish fry grill.
I mean, technically, I'm supposed to be going to the fun run walk and
party food, or that's just a fun.
Yeah, I think it's a grill out and a fun run walk and everything.
Anyway, are you participating in a?
You buying me a ticket? You buying me a ticket to the cookout? If you buy me a ticket to the cookout, I'll do the fun run walk.
How much is the cookout?
I think it's like $15.
$12 or $15.
Don't worry, I will eat twice from it to show you I appreciate the value of the food.
No problem. I shall sponsor you.
Oh, why? Thank you.
A ticket to the St. Barnabas grill out.
Yeah.
But what about the fun one? You going to walk or you walking?
Okay, see, technically I have a wedding that day, right? The fun run walk.
Who getting married?
My friend's sister.
Two man?
Yes.
Just checking.
It's 2024.
It's 2024.
It's 2024. Yeah. So if I do the fun run walk first, I may, you know, still have that slimness on me.
Yes.
From the walk when I go to the wedding.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's St. Barnabas, man.
St. Barnabas. Which day is this? Anyway?
It's Saturday, 14th, coming up.
Oh, next week?
This Saturday is the 14th.
Okay.
Not the next Saturday.
I say $15 I got to come up with?
No problem. Will do. It's a promise. It's a promise.
Okay.
Good. Anyway.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to promise to do the fun run walk.
No, do you want to do the fun run walk? Do I have the sponsor? How much is the ticket to do that? No, you have to pay the walk.
No, I don't think you have. Oh, I will have to. By tomorrow, I will know.
Because normally, they sometimes give you a shirt and thing. And you go
If I do the fun run walk, I can give you the t-shirt.
Okay.
Then you could, you can't lie because it's the church. You can't lie.
I lie all the time. It all depends on what they're talking about. I just lie. What you could do.
So, look, I have a text to start off this next segment.
Go ahead, man.
It just came in. It says, good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri. Kai Mills is a community political activist in Abaco. Excellent job. So he's under attack always as an influencer in the Bahamas. Congratulations on the work, sir.
Who's attacking Kai?
God is with you from the mayor of Grand Bahama.
Last time I heard about Kai Mills, he was badgering the former prime minister.
Mills? Now, when you say badgering, what do you mean?
He had his camera on him and just following him all over the place. Ask him strange questions. Then he's badgering the police.
Like what type of strange questions?
Like, what you doing here in Abaco? And stuff like that.
I'd ask him the same thing.
You like badger people?
No, I like give people badges, like bad politician. Is that the same thing as badgering people?
But you need to leave the police then. Leave the police alone. Stop worrying about if their car license or not.
Thank you for the reminder. Dear Bahamian driving public, if a police officer is giving you a pair of headset to wear in your car so you could use your phone while you're driving, just politely smile and take them and put them in the glove compartment and only use them when you're not driving your car.
No, Erin, the police say I can use my headphones whilst I drive.
Cecil, do not.
My airpiece.
Do not. Consult with your...
I have to listen between you and the police officer. Guess who I can listen to, Erin?
Put the headset on then.
Of course.
Hope you don't ever hit my car. And hope I don't be a witness to an accident.
I plan to use the police video as my defense.
You invite me. Invite me to the court, because I ain't going to pay my cable that month. I come into court every day for the entertainment.
You saying the police is wrong to give out the airpiece to talk? Say, do not use your phone, put the airpiece in the air?
I think that whoever advised them, they were ill-advised. And after the last statement about turning left on red, and not being aware of the law until they weren't going to enforce the law, even though they are aware of what it says. They seem to be ill-advised in that space, sir.
No
so
problem.
Let me read.
Go ahead.
I mean, I would go on, but let me read from this article. Mills suing government for violating his rights. Nassau Tribune, 4th of September, 2024. Social media personality Kai Mills has sued government officials for allegedly violating his constitutional rights. He was charged with criminal libel last year after publishing a video about Faron Newbold Sr., the chief counsel in Abaco, on WhatsApp on August 3rd to cause shame. In a statement of claim he filed with the Supreme Court last month, he recounted what happened when he was arrested in December for allegedly breaching his bail conditions. He said an officer, Kristen Bowles, arrested him in the magistrate court's office in Abaco when he went to check on his trial date. He said the officer ordered him to strip naked and told him, quote, that if he did not strip naked, he, Bowles, would personally take off all of Mr. Mills's clothes. Close quotes. Mr. Mills said he was concerned that people passing the corridor to enter the country would see him naked. Maybe that was supposed to read complex. I'm not sure if the magistrate's court is near the airport. Would see him naked, but he complied with the order because two other officers were there with guns. Quote, at no time did the claimant receive natural justice or the protection of the law as stipulated in Article 20 of the Constitution. Close quote, his statement of claim read. Quote, at no time was Mr. Kai Mills questioned or shown any evidence before the said purported arrest and detention. Close quotes. He said he was placed in a jail cell in the magistrate court's office on December 14, 2023, and was not allowed to use the bathroom and was not given water or food. He said his constitutional rights, protection from inhumane treatment, arbitrary arrest or detention, provisions to secure protection of law, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly and association, and freedom of movement were violated. Mr. Mills said he was remanded to prison on December 15th and remained there until January 8th, 2024. He said his human rights were violated in prison, adding that he was awakened in the early hours of the morning numerous times and had to strip naked amongst other inmates. He is seeking an undisclosed amount of damages. End of story. Mr. Newry. I notice you ain't saying anything. I'm terribly disturbed by this matter. Because it's before the courts, we have to limit our commentary on the matter. Unfortunately, we have to limit our commentary on the matter.
He ain't before the courts yet. He's suing.
He has a case before the courts.
He does?
This is the whole Senate. I read again. Kai Mills was charged with criminal libel last year after publishing a video about Faron Newbold Sr., the chief counselor in Abaco, on WhatsApp on August 3rd to cause shame.
I wonder, what did he do? I didn't get that video.
My thing is to cause shame.
Criminal libel.
That's why I want to be very careful, Mr. Newry.
No, we're talking about terms now.
I bite in my tongue.
What does criminal libel have to do with cause shame? Because we're familiar with Kai does, right?
Mm-hmm.
He records people,
mm-hmm.
right? In his interaction.
In the course of conducting their duties.
And I'm not necessarily thinking that can be criminal libel, though. Criminal libel is like slander.
I could be honest with you. I don't know. Ever since I saw the video of the off-duty police officer waving his gun in citizens' faces outside of a nightclub and then heard nothing of it, I'm not sure what is going on in Abaco, good sir. Thank God Kai have a camera. So every once in a while we could get snippets of what is going on in Abaco. Again, because parts of this matter that we've read today are still before the courts, I would like to talk to the Guardian legal team about what I can and cannot discuss on this matter. It was important to read it into the record, I think, and we should follow it. Here's a quick text. It says, Aaron Sprite had bathroom in their shack too. You know who Sprite is?
No.
So Sprite must be a leader of a shack, right?
I thought it was something to drink.
I mean, Sprite is a brand name, but that makes me think it's the name of somebody who led a shack.
There's a number of junction groups, shacks, that have bathrooms. The point, the general point is there are too many that does not have bathrooms, mm-hmm. especially senior junction groups.
Yeah.
And you know, people just cry foul when you say, but what about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we recognize that. Thank you very much, Dexter, for sharing that. That's your job. Your job is to herald the spaces that you're in. Mm-hmm. It's a text. Morning, I missed the show a few days now. Did you talk about the dress code for people picking up students? Can the government do this?
No. But
we didn't talk about it, no.
And I can wear whatever I want to wear. But you can keep my child? You can hold him hostage? No, I'm going to let this child go with you.
It's the worst thing. Are you going to not receive the child? Are you going to not allow the child to go to school because a parent, a guardian, is inappropriately dressed when dropping them off?
You speak to the parent. Come, miss. That's a good, decent woman. You know you can't dress like this. But you can't. You don't deny the child.
You don't even say that. You say, hey, ma'am, there are a lot of senior boys around. Could you do us a favor and be more appropriate when you come to school?
Simple conversations.
Absolutely. But there is a conversation to be had about dress codes and enforcement of dress codes for members of the public entering government agencies and offices.
I find it odd.
What you find odd?
That we have, like, example.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear dress pant mm-hmm. back then. And you know that Bermuda type concept? They don't allow you to go in some government office with a dress pant, no matter how nice.
You mean like shorts?
No, not shorts. Dress pants. It's like a hemmed long, you know, slacks. Yeah. Just hemmed. And you can't go inside some offices with a hemmed.
How high is it hemmed?
To my knee or below my knee.
Oh, so they formal shorts?
They formal shorts. No, they don't allow formal shorts.
In the tropics with the heat wave.
Yeah, they don't allow it. And then they allow men to have, what do you call this?
Sleeveless
shirt, but not women.
Right, they allow men to have their underarms and shoulders exposed, but not women.
Not women. See, it's chaotic.
It's foolish.
Yeah, yeah. But it is what it is.
You're not supposed to be creating barriers for public engagement. You're supposed to be removing the barriers for public engagement and encouraging people to come into government agencies when necessary with ease, because we know that some people already have like hesitation and stigma around going into government offices. Here's a text. That is sexual assault by that officer. The text goes on to say some of them are known homosexuals. How do y'all know? How y'all just know?
They have a homosexual thing in their head. It go off. Like they could discern it.
I mean, I have one of them, but I'm homosexual.
You could discern it?
Because I'm homosexual.
What you see?
I mean,
you brought it up because I was cool.
I didn't change this.
You didn't know because I was cool. And then you said you have some kind of radar.
Here's the text.
You just ignore me with the radar thing, eh?
Yeah. Libel should strictly be a civil matter. The fact that it is on the books as a criminal offense is an outrage and a betrayal by the 67 generation and beyond. Listen, they sound like the same set of people who's be parents and then they slap their children in the mouth for talking. Just talking and making their parents uncomfortable. It's a real, real plantation. Another text. Oh, Spirit. Sorry. Yes, Spirit had the text with Sprite. It was Spirit. They apologize on behalf of Junkin to white people in the whole world for misspelling our name.
Mm-hmm, good.
And the colors, because they have Shaq in the bathroom. Another text. I've been a government agency, the custom. The texter was sharing some of the inappropriate things they have seen in the workplace. But texter, remember what Jesus said to the boydem when the boydem came and said, Jesus, can't you see those girls over there being jungleless and ho-ish and behaving like bad gal? You must do something with them, Jesus. They tempting us. They turn us astray. And Jesus said, you know what? Here's a why. Pluck out your eyes. Have you tried plucking out your eyes so as not to be tempted by what you see? I think that's a bit extreme. but maybe the burden is on the beholder. Speaking of dress code, I was driving west on Bay Street, a tight dress. I said to myself, that dress is very tight. I almost buck up when she turned into the Greek Orthodox Church.
To talk to God, whereas you was driving by. Two different type of people.
The text, again, this the dress is not the problem. You keep both hands on the wheel and both eyes on the road, please. Oh, my goodness, these are attitudes prevalent in Bahamian society. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. This one says, Aaron, if you mind some women will come into formal areas like courts bald, naked, or half naked. If you ask me, Bahamian women should be wearing burqas everywhere to teach them to govern themselves. Dear texter, I mean, I didn't need this level of excitement in my day, but oh, how exciting you have made it. I think burqas are a step too far, but I think you make a good point. If you have a dress code, then you should have a complement of clothing available to provide for customers, guests, clients to assume to put on if they don't quite meet the dress code. So if a woman comes in with a shirt that you think is inappropriate for your office, then perhaps you have a spare jacket in your office closet that you keep there specifically for this purpose, that you lend to clients when they come in, so as not to frustrate their business or the conduct of their business today. You could imagine you flew in from the Family Islands to conduct business. Mm-hmm. Your bag didn't make it on the plane or it got lost at the airport. You stuck with limited clothes because all the people in the house you staying in or your family smaller than you. But you got to conduct this bank business and this government business so you could fly back to the island. And you can't conduct your business because you're too much of your armpit showing? Another text. If Kai Mills was a woman named Catherine Mills, would the conversation be different? It's an interesting interrogation or intervention, texter. I think, in fact, I had this story, you could ask Nuri, I had this story from Thursday, but we had a live remote and we didn't get to it. I wanted to talk about it sooner. I think it's extremely important. Another text. So the homosexual cops will automatically assault people of the same sex? So that means all straight male cops can't be trusted around women? Question mark? Thank you, texter. I don't think I could have said it as clearly as you did. Miss Green, you have nice brown... Dear texter... So basically, the text is saying, stop talking about plucking eyes. Somebody may be selling them on eBay soon. Mr. Nuri, did you see that video where a prominent social figure was raising the alarm about human trafficking and organ harvesting in the country?
I did see that.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Guardian reporters and see if they could follow up on that story so we could get a better sense of what... was being raised. Text here says, pluck out your eyes. I get it, Aaron. I was just really shocked that she was going to church like that. But yes, Jesus would prefer them to wear a tight dress in church over sending them to hell in a blanket. But I think the key is that we make it as easy as possible for people to seek salvation if that's what they're seeking. For people to be available, like, right? To be in a place where if the Spirit strikes you, you are there in the right place at the right time for salvation. And so the rule is always we encourage people to come to church. We don't discourage them from coming to church. All right, Mr. Nuri, we've got a caller on the line and then some more headlines to get to. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning, morning.
You know, I've been listening, and I was trying to avoid calling, but, you know, with these type of conversations, right, and the injustices that seems to be in abundance, right?
Yes.
When one speaks out about injustices, right?
Mm-hmm.
You become the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of being a slave. Now, I wish I was 50,000 people. I would make a difference. You know why? We are weak. We we care not for our brothers. We have become, we have mastered the art of individualism and greed and deception. Now, mm-hmm. the situation with Mr. Kai Mills sends chills. I have personal stories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have had encounters. I was at the Grove Station years ago, and there was an officer who had a very effeminate voice. And I was in the cell for about 4 or 5 days, and I went in to give a statement or whatever, or something. You know, I don't want to say what it was. It wasn't nothing good.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to search me on my way back down to the cell.
Mm-hmm.
But he when I say, he looked like a duck, like a quack. What's I said, but I say, so I put myself up against the wall because I was handcuffed. I said, no, I can search myself. I can clear out my pants. So this situation at the Texas is nothing unusual. It happened to me also at the fish fry one night when I used to collect bottles. I was wondering why the officer was searching me just getting the empty boxes. He sounds effeminate. So the punch is not lying about the effemination within this entity. Now, we have real police, but don't play like the punch was never correct about anything about the godmother, fairy godmother, whatever, et cetera, okay? Because I have family members on the force. We have no rights here in this country. The other day, I got a report that somebody went to the complaint unit to put in a complaint. For some reason, the officers at the entrance of the barracks, they think that you are police, and they are very, very belligerent to you. They try to be an impediment to you making a complaint. So my suggestion, instead of running all of these BS of narratives about integrity and holding, move the complaint unit out of the barracks, please, because it doesn't.
It's a barrier to access.
You know something, Ms. Green, I'm so vexed that I could explode right now. Let me tell you something.
Why would I come to the barracks to come report police?
But this has been going on for years. I actually was a senior officer cussed at me, okay? Professionally, say he's professional, but he ended up in all type of little foolish arguments subsequently, right?
Mm-hmm.
The original officer, but it looked like they wanted to gang me. The original officer, but some of them so lazy, they can't even get up. They sent out a young guy, he's a little tall, and he puffed out his chest at me. I is the enemy, so I cannot, listen to me, man, for the likes of me, please, they need to take that. You know, we have, the reason why you see Fred Smith and all of these people, they win in these cases, be the people with Luby them, they care about their people, but we don't have any lawyer stepping forward pro bono for anything because I've said, see, as a matter of fact, I was threatened again, life threatened again, in the front of my little Sunday. The police officers, they don't have cameras, so when they choke you and beat you in your home, what that means then is that they can say he reached for the gun. Now, three of them on you, they choking you. You can't breathe, and your back red, and you got the evidence that they hurt you, you damage your pelvis, but you don't have any documentation that they do this. So how can you document? You know, what I'm saying is, they need to clean up their act. And if we as the public don't demand a better policing and upholding of the law, then we are responsible. Stop making people the enemy that are reporting things that are real and they have problems being documented police brutality because the police are not wearing cameras and they uphold their blue wall of silence. And I'm not afraid because what I'm saying is what Mr. Kimes is discussing should never happen. And I don't see any reason why an officer would want to strip somebody naked. That only happens when you go to prison.
Yep.
Okay.
Or when you're going into the anyway, you check them, you pat them down.
A little joke for all the men.
Mm-hmm.
Our minds are already in a mess, but I'm not going to worry about how the female dress. All right. Now I was down the other day. I saw a tourist practically naked. But you know, this is the 21st century that I call the 21st century because anything goes. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm out of my wits end with humanity. Human race is supposed to be one of the most intelligent species, but guess what? They make you believe that our ancestors in the past, we are more intelligent than them. We are not. We are brainwashed more. We are lost. We have no balls no more because we...
Thank you, 52. We get go now. Comfort. You can't say that, man, 52. We was good. We was good. But you can't just... And it's just the phrasing. You should have said the temerity. And 52, just quickly, I'm going to share a story with you. As you all know, I have been talking about BPL for over a decade now, right? Focused on it. For over a decade now on the public airways from 2014 when I joined Connected with Lester Cox. I've been talking about energy crisis for 20 years before that. Recently, I had an electric incident. It's outside of my home. It wasn't my home. The BPL lines, I think a lack of maintenance caused lines to touch, and there was sparking and arcing and explosions, and it was like a war zone. And I talked about it the morning I came into work. I went home and discovered this. My neighbor shared with me a bucket truck pulled up and parked, I don't know, near my yard, opposite my yard. People removed Gannett from the tree, like next to my yard. They can tell you, oh, it's not her tree because it's outside her yard, right? And they cut all, like, they took all the gnat from the low-lying limbs despite having a bucket truck. Despite having a bucket truck, they took the gnat from the low-lying limbs. And then somebody, unfortunately, forgot their professional standards. And, oh, the woman who's be talking about us on the radio so bad. Buddy, I have not started to interrogate y'all critically yet on the radio. Talking about y'all bad. These are the sorts of things that people have to live with in such a loose and derelict society where those who have a responsibility to hold up standards do not hold up standards. I'm still trying to figure out who it is that came into my yard and locked off my water and sewage water connection, but didn't go to water and sewage and report that it appears as if there's a leak because the grass following, running along the installation seems to be dying, and it's probably dying from over-rusted water, right? Like, these are the things that people have to live and deal with here with no real recourse. When you talk about going into the police barracks to make complaints, I remember being told that the complaints and corruption unit was in the tourism unit downtown. You could imagine that maybe somebody lied to me because they had no intention on following up on any complaint I made. These are the things that people have to deal with in this town. And it's unfortunate that I have to share my personal experiences with the public so y'all could get a sense of what other people be talking about. But fortunately, I have this space to share it in. Let's go to the text line. Texas says, just have a national dress code. That way, everywhere you go, you will be appropriately dressed. If you dress like a street walker, you feel and act like one. No, Texter, we rebuke that. We rebuke that. That's all manner of inappropriate commentary. First of all, we have a national dress code. Like, we have a national costume. Are we supposed to, anyway? But thus, we're talking about access to government services. We're talking about equal and equitable access to government services. And in particular, we're talking about removing barriers for people who are less likely to engage government services. And in many instances, the government has an obligation to engage. Wouldn't you want to make it easier for them to come to you? Another text says, no one wears more inappropriate clothing than in the food store and downtown. Another text says, 52, tell the guard he'll search himself. I wonder how that would go over. Dear texter, you ever been in the station to make a report and you had to look at the police officer and say, don't worry, I will write my own statement? I almost got locked up in Cable Beach Police Station a couple of decades ago because I went to make a complaint and refused to sign the statement because it is not what I told the officer. And the officer ran hot with me and threatened to lock me up. And then I had to call the supervisor. And in talking to the supervisor, eventually I had to say, well, officer, since you're not getting it either, let me just say it plainly. I'm not signing that statement because the officer has a deficiency. Maybe he doesn't understand English. Maybe he doesn't know how to write English. But that, with the officer wrote on the paper, is not my statement, and so I refuse to sign it. Many citizens have unfortunate experiences with the police right there, where the police attempt to criminalize them because they do not know how to manage their own shame. Because nobody in the force realized that police officers need continuing education. Another, my text, I can't read anymore your text. I mean, I can read it, but I can't say it out loud. Mr. Newry, another set of stories for today. Cabinet Office Notice of Board and Committees 2024-2025. This was released on the 8th of September, 2024. That's yesterday. The Office of the Prime Minister wishes to advise the general public of the appointment.
Where was it released?
On the Office of the Prime Minister's website.
Because I saw it on Twitter first.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I found it odd to be posted on Twitter.
Mr. Nuri, I find it odd that we've spent so much money relegating or seconding members of the media from the private sector into the government sector, and they still cannot manage the appropriate dissemination of state information. Hmm. Why are government agencies publishing information, important information, on Facebook? Facebook doesn't have a proper timeline. Hmm. It doesn't have a proper mechanism for getting to information chronologically. You can't be sharing vital government information on TikTok and Instagram. You need a website. Let's go to the phone line quickly, producer, and then we're going to get to the list, this year's list. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good. Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm good, too. I don't good. Speak no palm on myself, but yeah, it's amazing you're loving this topic today. No longer than earlier this morning,
mm-hmm.
I was at the police station about a statement I made of a police report I gave to them from last year, October.
Mm-hmm.
I went, two of my rings were stolen, along with my graduation ring included in it. And I happened to go into the pawn shop downtown,
mm-hmm.
and I found my ring. I went through all the proper procedures that they told me to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You believe, up to the day, just now when I went there, the police told me, say, at least the pawn shop told me that they never gave them the proper document to even take it back off this place. Because the first day I found it, the police came there with me, and they made them take it off this place. They was there, then supposed to follow up, do the proper paperwork, because I gave my statement, and get the ring confiscated or whatever until investigation is done.
Right.
My ring had a blemish on the inside of it from where the old guy from the pawn shop. It had a crack and he welded it.
Yeah.
And it had a blemish. It wasn't perfect anymore. When I identified my ring, the pawn shop then in turn after the police didn't follow up on it, then in turn turn around and fix the ring. And then when I went back to the police, because they say the police didn't do no follow-up, when I came back, I met the ring in display again with the blemish on it removed or fixed. It's just like the police want you to confide in them or look to them for help, but like the gentleman was saying just now, all they do is take advantage of people, especially young men on the street. They don't give us no help. And then everybody want to ask, like, why these young men taking matters into their own eyes? Because the police, all the police do is beat you, take whatever they want from you. I had a blade. I do trucking services. I had a blade what I used to open up my pilot. It cost me $45. It's under 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It's under 6 inches long, and it's not illegal for a grown gentleman to be carrying a blade. I was in my workshop. They in turn take my ring and then threaten me. You want to get locked up or what you want to do? You want this and get locked up? I lock up for what? And they just bully you on the street. And I think the police force really needs to be investigated because they're making no sense.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that personal experience, because people don't believe it until you share it. A professional man has a tool for his business, and he stopped in his business and threatened about the tool. Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then hopefully we could get to this list. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning. Good morning, CA.
Morning, sir.
From my understanding, as far as police force is concerned, I would think that by now all interrogation rooms would have been equipped fully with audio and video,
mm-hmm.
as well as the body cams that they wear should be both audio and video.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you go to the station to give a statement or whatever, those conversations should be recorded audio and video, and not just stored on the equipment in the station itself, but should be also moved to in real time to a central mainframe, perhaps at police headquarters, where this stuff can be stored, where the information or evidence cannot or should not be tampered with. You know, this is what we call moving towards a 22nd, 23rd century Bahamas. And if these stuff still are not in place, then it means that these deficiencies that we have, not just in law enforcement, but also in all of the other government agencies, because we also are aware of deficiencies in many of these government offices. There are persons who may know about these things, may have put forward the things that need to be corrected, but because of the, basically, I guess you can say, allocation of whether they are important at this particular time or not, these things are not moved upon in a swift manner. You know, I just believe, you know, some of us believe that where we are today, we should be way further than where we are. But again, in closing, you know, it seems as if those with the mindset to talk about how we can improve the situations of policies and the procedures in today's Bahamas and trying to begin the process of moving them towards where we should be. We are, our voices are often silenced, or the information we give are actually shelved, like how many of the policies are actually done in this country, and they never come to light. We need to fix the Bahamas for the Bahamian people in particular. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Thank you. Absolutely. You know, Mr. Newry, just now we got a text that said, look, it feels like we need to replace the whole police force, because after listening to the callers, you don't feel so safe talking with the police. Listen, first of all, we've got great human beings on the police force, right? Many people are overwhelmed by systems that they can't control. We got good people on the force, and we need to create a system, a force, that we could not just maximize the best, you know, maximize what we get from these good officers, that we could ensure that more officers are doing what they ought to do. And that prompted me, I was thinking, you know, nobody trying to shame police officers in this moment, right? My frustration, like with my particular incident, I offered to write the statement out myself. A friend recently shared with me that they did write the statement out themselves, and the officer could not copy the statement accurately. I'm not trying to shame officers, but what I will tell you is, there's no way you're going to criminalize me. There's no way you're going to criminalize me. There's no way you're going to make other police officers thinking that I am being unhelpful, or I am in some way acting like a criminal, because you can't write a basic sentence. Our Bahamians are prepared to wake for you, wake with you. We don't like to see people getting shame in public. But you can't cause people to break their back so you wouldn't be shamed. I mean, I was in a situation where the boy pay off the police officer. They didn't even have the decency to hide it. But I supposed to just let it go and let it happen to me? No, and nobody should. Nobody should be forced to. Mr. Newry, producer, we got a caller on the line. Let's take this caller. When we get back from the caller, we're going to go to a break. And then when we get back from the break, let's talk responsibility allowance and keep the committees list till Wednesday, when we have more time to go through all of the interesting committees that we may not have known about. Good morning, caller. Sorry, we miss you, caller. Producer, you let me know when we're ready to go to a break. That's us. We're going to a break. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. After the break, we'll be right back. We're talking responsibility allowance up by 58%.
You jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendani Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and Erin Green is joining me. We have an Erin Green lead the conversation today because I usurped her entire show just now. And we're doing the headlines today. What are we talking about?
All right, Mr. Nuri, I wanted to read into the record this story. Responsibility allowance up by 58%. That's Nassau Tribune, 13th of April, 2023. So this is April of last year. I did text this. I will cut short enough to read all of your texts. Senior public servants have collectively received a 58% increase in responsibility allowance. The officials previously received an allowance totaling $378,500. But as of November 2022, they now receive a total of $597,000. State Minister for Public Services, Pierre Glover-Roll, tabled a document in the House of Assembly showing the increase in response to questions from opposition leader Michael Pintard. Now, that would have been the day before this article was printed, so that she would have tabled that document on the 12th of April, 2023. Mr. Pintard told the Tribune he asked the question because people have expressed concern to him about the number of people rehired, engaged on large contracts, and rumored to have received a significant increase in various allowances, including the responsibility allowance. Full stop. I just want to make a connection to the conversation we have. One of the things we'd be looking at these lists is to talk about people engaged by the state. I continue to read from the article, responsibility allowance up by 58%. Mrs. Glover-Roll said responsibility allowances are paid to officers, quote, that are required to undertake duties that require a greater degree of skill or responsibility associated with the post. Close quotes. Quote, so for instance, an officer who is appointed to act in a post higher than their substantive post, I think, is entitled to receive a responsibility allowance while acting, close quotes, she said. She told the Tribune, Financial Secretary Simon Wilson in the Ministry of Finance amended the allowances, quote, as it is a quote. According to the document, the Secretary to the Cabinet receives a $24,000 responsibility allowance per year, up from $18,000. The financial secretary receives a $22,000 allowance, up from $16,000. The auditor general, police commissioner, and defense force commodore all receive a $20,000 allowance, up from $14,000. According to the document, 73 government officials receive the allowance. The lowest amount given to any official is $5,000, an amount 26 people receive. Cabinet approved the increased allowances on November 22, 2022. Mr. Pintard said yesterday, quote, Historically, the public service has been facing the challenge of not having sufficient resources, which is needed in order for these departments and corporations to provide the range of programs and services needed by the public. The resources are scarce in large measure because the overwhelming majority of government agencies budget 85% plus. He goes on, similar commentary. I want to stick a pin here, and I think we'll pick this story up as well on Wednesday. Mrs. Glover Rolls said responsibility allowances are paid to officers, quote, that are required to undertake duties that require a greater degree of skill or responsibility associated with the post. That, for me, requires great interrogation. I would love to hear senior civil servants and former civil servants comment on that, because what do you mean it is given to people that are required to undertake duties that require a greater degree of skill or responsibility associated with the post? What is more than being the commissioner of police? Are they requiring the Commodore to be able to swim? Is that what you're saying? You can give the boy $6,000 extra dollars because he could actually swim?
Why is it not a part of their salary one time?
Right.
This is the commissioner's of police salary.
Because the salary takes into account what it is you have to do on the job.
I would assume so.
Because I was questioning why you getting $18,000 for it to be increased by $6,000. And what is the extra responsibility that these people had to take on?
It is odd. It is odd. The explanation is odd.
Well,
I understood when he said, well, you're acting financial secretary, so therefore your salary have to be made up because you're acting. I understand that. But this idea that you have extra responsibility, but it's the same responsibility that you were hired to do, is just odd for me.
And if it is true that you do have extra responsibility, what is it? What are you being paid because you could do better than other people? Even though you got the position because you proved that you could do what's required better than the others.
And did they get back pay? Can you imagine they say put a retroactive actively in 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
I didn't see the word retro. I will have to peruse again. Okay, it is the 11:56 hour. Let's go to the callers. Callers, you have 30 seconds. Good morning, caller. Producer, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Producer, you think the caller's there? Check the call. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry we missed y'all. All right, let's go to the text line. This text says, too many ignorant dummies on the force. The MP send them. The COP really not trying to update the public on the Chief Superintendent Johnson matter? Question mark. Another text. Lady Green and Yuri, good day. The Bahamas moved by the slogan, step now to the new frontier and better now and better to come. This is our Bahamas and we live here. What are we as Bahamians to do? Help from the mayor of Grand Bahama. I think he was saying, I think you had the answer in your question. Help is what we need to do. Morning. What's going on with the police corruption case and the Kirk Cornish case? Why aren't we hearing more? Text to forgive me for rewording your last part of your statement. Nuri sick today, eh? He quiet like a church mouse. Thought you was solo, Miss Green. I concern. Not his health, but for mine. Sometimes people just bait you with silence. Body cams and dash cams should be standard. We thought that body cams and dash cams were standard, text. All of us did. The responsibility allowance is more than minimum wage. Another text, extra responsibilities. Minister of Finance, Dictator-in-Chief, door greeter for... That's why Mr. Nuri is quiet. He let me read all the texts. Dear texters, I see your texts. I love your texts. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Nuri.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, you're talking about the consultants and the people on these committees. But remember last year I mentioned about the Farquharson
yes?
record?
Mm-hmm.
That's incorrect. Well, good thing over the weekend.
Yes.
I got a copy of when James Farquharson died, and it was the 27th of December, 1860. So therefore, the will that was probated in 1835 could not have been his will that he signed. That was his daddy, the loyalist Charles Farquharson. This is the beginning of school year again. And I would like for you, Aaron, to check it out in the original will book at Archives, and they should have it. Someone just got a certified copy of it for me last week, and I received it on the weekend.
Okay, good stuff. You keep that safe.
You see, you check it out, interrogate
that. All right.
Because the consultant is back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, Ms. Nuri, thank you very much. On Wednesday, the two-hour show, we pick up this article, Responsibility Allowance Up by 58%, and we will go through the list of new committee members posted by the Office of the Prime Minister, Boards and Committees 2024 to 2025. Just as we go, before the music ends, did you know that we have a digital advisory board?
No.
A Bahamas Entrepreneurial Venture Fund Limited?
No.
A Corporate Social Investment Initiative Administration? Well, we'll find out more on Wednesday.
Interesting. Anyway, this has been Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. You're out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you'll be back on Wednesday?
Yeah, I go in the hunt chickchawnies.
Nothing wrong with that. Catch one for me.
Yeah, man.
It has been a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.